I'm trying to figure out. I mean, it sounds pretty factual. It's machlokas. Did Hilni's kid sleep in the same room as her or not? And how do you have machlokas? Like, what was that based upon? So I just want to digress a little bit. I just want to ask a question, which I don't know if it's. I don't think it's the most powerful question, but let's see what you think. So, for instance, the Gemara is trying to prove one of our shitas correct. Okay, one of the qualifications of the machlokas is correct, and the other one is incorrect. Okay. The way it's doing that is from this thing of Hilni. Right? It's saying, for instance, if you want to tell me the whole machlokas is by Sagoich Azayin Azayin, only, you tell me Hilni slept in a Sagoich Azayin Azayin, is that Kavod HaMalka? Right? So maybe I'll tell you, yeah, she did. I mean, like how do you know that she didn't? You know what I mean? Like, is it just a matter of, she's not Mestaber like that, probably she didn't? Or is there like, maybe she did, I don't know, I mean, it's not... You could just say such a thing couldn't happen. It's not, never happened in history, but I mean, maybe she didn't. I don't know. Is that
meaning despite her mishars?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It says like chidarga shalmaka. I mean, I don't know how exactly. Like the ketonios, let's say the sigoch had a lot of ketonios, you know, a lot of chambers. So I mean, like, what's the force of that question? Is it just saying that? I mean, like, I don't know, maybe there wasn't the case. I mean, you tell me this is disproof, so it means the Gemara's holding it's impossible. It couldn't have been. You know, now, is there a premise there that why it couldn't have been? You just assume because she's a Malka, or is it just because she's a Malka? And since she's a Malka, there's just never been a Malka in history who's done that. I mean, you could say that. Just, I mean, no, that's what I say. It's not, it's possible to say, look, that's the way of Malka. I mean, it's clear. There's no such thing. I mean, you could say there's never been a Malka who's lived in such a type of a thing. And you could argue that with force, if that's the case. Right, is that what you say? I mean, I don't know. Does that bother you or does it just bother you? The fact that the fact you can make a deduction from Hilni is good because it's saying, Kol Masa'a lo asil pi chachamim. So it means she knows she was a Shomer Halacha. So you know that if in fact she had been mechanech her sons and this were a sukkah psula, you know the chamur stopped her because she keeps halacha. So that's an assumption. That's a halachic argument. That's not just saying that we know. We don't know. We know because we know that it was well known that she was a shemeres halacha. Kol maseh asul pichavim. So therefore, the story wouldn't have gone this way if not for the chamur proving it. So that's a halachic. That's using a halachic argument. Kol maseh asul pichavim. But the question is, what's the argument that she couldn't have slept in a small sukkah? Maybe she did sleep in a small sukkah. I mean, who's to say? That's my question. So I was thinking like this, is that it can't be that she slept in a small sukkah. Yeah, it can't be. Why can't it be? See, Kavod HaMalka, or Kavod HaMalchus, is not like an optional thing. Halacha is the halacha is about Kavod HaMalka. Kavod HaMalka. I mean, that's why I was really wondering what she was, or whatever, you know. But there's a halacha that Yishmichabin Malchayim Masolam also, you know. So there's an institution of a melech is an institution which deserves a respect. There isn't a chazal that says that Moshe Aaron gave kavod to Paro. There's a chazal, yeah. Right? It's a Rashi like that. So you see, apparently the institution of melucha is something which demands kavod. Demands kavod on the part of the subjects that they treat the melech with kavod, and demands kavod on the part of the king. That the king acts b'derech kavod. For instance, halacha of melech shemachal al kavod, doing kavod machal. A king can't be mochal as kavod. He can't say, no, it's okay, you can sit in my chair. Can't do it. Because they say, som tos melech melech, shetei mosa halacha. That the idea of a melech is someone who invokes a certain fear of the people. Okay? And the kavod of the melech, the fear of the melech, is not an optional thing. It's mandated by halacha. It's a luckily recognized institution, which is not optional. Okay? So therefore, I'd say that if Hilni HaMalka would, who's a bas halacha, okay, bas Torah, if she would want to sleep in a sukkah which is small, okay, or she would want to sleep in a sukkah which had these chambers, she wouldn't be allowed to. And she knows that she's not allowed to. As being a Malka, she knows that she has to act in a way which is in line with Kavod HaMalka. Okay? So it's not just a matter of that practically that's the way queens do it, but there's a halachic force to the question. Is that she definitely, right, it's set down right before that she did everything she did as a Pialacha. Right? So therefore, it can't be that she did. You say, well, maybe she did. Well, no, she didn't. She does everything as a Pialacha. And it's not only is it that a queen wants a big thing because she's into extravagance, because maybe Hilni wasn't so into extravagance, who's to say? But it's because a king has to be. A queen has to act b'derech kavod. Into the chidarka shalaka, that's not a derech of a malka tzinnan, so it can't be this. It couldn't have been the case. Okay? So again, I don't think it was, it would be a problem if you didn't say this, but I think it makes sense. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Fine. But now maybe you could say it like this. The question is like this. You see, apparently it's saying that that it's kavod. I mean, apparently there's this thing that she's separate from her servants. Okay? That she's separate from her servants. And he says litznias, you know, it's because of litznias. But I'd say that's also kvod malka. Kvod malka is that she has her own area. You know what I mean? That she has litznias. I mean, it's that she has litznias. So I think litznias isn't a far out thing. I mean, it's because privacy is the thing. So a queen should have privacy. Okay? So it's kvod malka is that she has her separate chamber. So therefore, that would mean that people don't sleep in the same room as a queen. I mean, it's just assumed people don't sleep in the same room as a queen. That's right. Needless to say, you can't sleep in the same room as a king or as a queen or whatever. But now the question is, what about her kids? Okay. What about her kids? So on the one hand, you'll say, well, they're not just anyone. They are her kids, and she is, after all, a mother, and that's normal. Isn't that normal for the kids to sleep with their mother? Right, like you see the Shira of Chinuch by Sukkah, there's Anotzorch Lima. So apparently there's a certain, I mean, we have separate bedrooms, you know, I don't know exactly how it worked, but apparently it's a normal thing for the role of a mother to be to nurture her children and to sleep in the same room as the children. That's normal. Okay, that's the role, part of the role of a mother to do that. Okay? But part of the role of a Malka and part of the quota Malka is that the Malka does has her own room. Now the question is will her acting in her role as a mother, so to speak, be pogeya in kvod hamalka? Will that detract from the institution of kvod hamalka? In which case, even though a normal mother does, in fact, sleep in the same room as her children, but for her to do it, she's not a normal mother. She's not a normal mother. She's a queen. And it's not derech of a, I don't care if they're kids, it doesn't make a difference. It's not derech of a malka for other people to be sitting in the same room, so that's quote a malka. Or do you say that no, the roles are compatible? That it's true, just for anyone to sleep in the room with her would be lack. But since she is in fact also a mother, so insofar as that is so to speak, her personal desires, her personal role, and her personal life, so that's not going to take away from quote a malka. I mean, that's a machlokas. Are those two roles compatible or not? Will her acting as a mother in that regard be pogaya, take away from kvod hamalka? Like, for instance, you could ask a question. Like let's say she wants to let her her kid sit in her throne or something, you know? I guess parents do that. They let kids sit in there, you know what I mean? So with that lacking, you could argue that's a lot of that lacking kvod hamalka. It's her kid. Yes, fine, it's her kid, but she's a queen. She can't, a queen is a queen. A queen doesn't know of children, of kids, of familial relationships. She has a role vis-a-vis a malucha. Or you could argue, no, she's a queen, but she's a person. So there's certain, her personal life isn't going to be pogaya, and the roles she takes on insofar as her dealing with her family or whatever isn't going to take away from that. Well, we had a problem. Okay, we have a problem with this whole approach. Because the problem is that the Yehuda's putting forth the argument that that our kids must have been in the same sukkah as her, and therefore the Chum should have stopped her. But the question is, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that our kids are in the same sukkah? It's true, you're saying it wouldn't be a violation of Kvod HaMalka, but maybe they weren't inside the same room as her. So if you want to go with the lines that we were suggesting, oh, because it's her role as a mother to have her kids with her, and therefore somehow she is mechuyev to do it, but first of all, is it true that a mother has to have the kids in the same room as her? I mean, Enotzorch Le'imo means like that she takes care of the kids, but I mean, she doesn't have to have them in the same room. And we said, especially because the whole raya is from the kid who's Enotzorch Le'imo. So the kid who's Enotzorch Le'imo, you can't say that she's mechuyev to have a kid who's Enotzorch Le'imo in the same room as her. So maybe that kid was outside. How did Rabbi Yehuda know? I mean, apparently it wasn't a mesora that all the kids were in the same room as her, because then the Chum can't argue. So how does he know that they were in the same room as her? Where did he get that from? Right, I mean, just stop. It's a question of pshat. I mean, it's not only a question of sport. It's a question of pshat and the Gemara. How did Rabbi Yehuda know that? I mean, that's the force of his raya is hinging upon that particular piece of information. Maybe not. So we're saying, we wanted to say that perhaps the question is, as Michael's far, that perhaps the question is that the what's this thing called tznius, that she had a separate chamber, let's tznius. So you're saying it maybe doesn't mean tznius, like you don't want to think of tznius as like modesty, but if tznius means privacy. But why privacy? But that it could be that, so that's a key in kvod malchus. Kvod malchus is that you have the whole, you know, the whole malucha in one big room, everyone, all the servants. I mean, that could be part of the thing. It's like a whole society, so to speak, which is they don't have privacy. Because it's also, remember I asked this, is kvod malchus to have a bunch of little rooms? I mean, why is that not kvod malchus? To have a bunch of rooms, why can't you have a lot of bedrooms? But maybe the whole idea of the kavod is that you have everyone, all these servants are working together. The servants don't get privacy. They're servants. They're not it's not their thing. The servants all have are in a common area where they could work together to serve the malach and the malacha. And then you have separate from this big open area, you have the royal chambers. You know, where you have a room where you have the queen, right? And that's what's new. So that's kvod malchus. Kvod malchus is that you have separation. There's a big open area for all the servants, and then in a separate, private, small area, you have the queen. Now, it could be the question is there an idea like the world has like a royal family? The queen itself is a chesh, because we don't have like a queen. We don't have a queen. The queen is just the wife of the king. Right? There's an idea of a king, but the queen is the wife that she had a husband, Munbada somehow. Right? So she had a husband. So what's the queen? So but a queen is deserving of kavod because he's so to speak an extension. She's an extension of the king. She's the malka. Malka is a position. So therefore she is the kavod. But does that go further than that? Is there an idea of like the royal family, the kids, the princes, or whatever? You know, like is that a phenomenon? If that's Rebbe Yehuda Hal, that the same way you have a malka, you have a phenomenon of the royal family, the family of the king. So if that's the case, so the way the kavod would be set up is that you have the whole all the avadim in one room, in one big area, and then the royal family in a separate room. That's the way you manifest the kavod. If someone suggests you have the kids all in separate rooms. But the kavod, the manifestation of the kavod is that you have the family is set apart as a unit, the royal family is set apart from everyone else. There's everyone in public sharing everything, and then there's the royal family. But that's Rebbe Yehuda's argument. There must be, because then Kavod HaMalka would demand that. But the Chachamim would argue back is no. Who's to say this is a phenomenon of royal family? I mean, a Malka is true, because a Malka is directly like the other side of the king. You know, so there's a phenomenon you see of a Malka. But where do you see as a phenomenon of a royal family? I'll tell you now. I'll say, no, there's a queen. A queen, of course, is separate from everyone else. The sons are nothing. The sons are normal people. So the sons could be outside. No, how do you know that her sons were inside? In fact, they had to be out, and they should be outside, because they're not the Malka. The Malka should be separate. So therefore, Kodam Malka should demand that they're separate. So therefore, he's saying, you don't have any right. Okay? But I think the point, I mean, I think this is the point. I mean, we could think about it, see if it's good. But, I mean, the point is to throw the question into a halakhic framework. You know what I mean? Like, see, once you have a framework for this whole discussion, it's not just a matter of a factual thing, were they or were they not. But once you set down that Hilni Malka was was a bas halacha, she shemes halacha, komatzal pi chachamim. So now you have a halachic framework of kavod hamalcha, of kavod hamalchus. So now you have a world, so to speak, within which you could have this whole discussion, have machlokas. I mean, if without finding some halachic framework in which this question could fit, you can't have machlokas like that. Whether they're arguing about the fact, whether our kids slept in the same, I mean, there has to be a framework. You know what I mean? So I think that's the main step here, is you know, in terms of what you can take from it, is it has to be set up. There has to be some halachic framework in which it exists. Someone suggested tznius. I mean, that's not where we went, but I'm saying that's that type of approach also. I mean, it has to be some halachic framework which you're gonna, you know, in which it's gonna, in which this thing is gonna express itself. I mean, it's true. It's an interesting point. I mean, what happened to the kid to the king? You know, I mean, the surface. What happened to the king? Where was the king? But Michael's saying could be that maybe that's also kavod, that to have the queen with the king also may lack in kavod, that the king is really the man. He's where it's all centered around, so he should be separate. That's one thing. Then the queen, who's secondary, is separate from everyone else. You know, but that's a question. Are the kids also recognized as secondary to the king, and they'll be with her, or no? They're not, they're, it doesn't go that far. You know? It is funny that it doesn't say about the king. You know, where it just seems like, I don't know. I mean, it is funny. I mean, he's noticeably missing. It's possible. It's also funny they mention so much about the chinuch. I mean, it's not the mother's role to do chinuch, to be mechanech her kids. It's the father's role to be chinuch. So, I mean, it's saying she did everything up yichan, but she could do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to have them saying this like, oh, it's not her role. It's not her job. I mean, unless you say if they're there, if they are with her, maybe she does have to. Like, I don't know, but I mean, say, look, does mother, that's a good question, does mother have to, but it says if the king wasn't around, then you could say that she. But I don't know what's the chayvus that I don't know if this is a chinuch. It's interesting. I mean, apparently Gemara is assuming for some reason she had the responsibility.